Inside the KOBFM studios right now, Steve Aoki. What's going on, man?
And this is just
a little bit of noise, man, from what's compared to what you're used to. I mean, dude, I've seen your concerts, your block parties, everything, all the things. I mean, even since you didn't get to do the thing in Madison Square Garden back in the day. And
yeah.
You got to do that block party.
Yeah.
It was amazing, dude. It was amazing.
No, thanks for watching the
Yeah, dude, I love the documentary.
Yeah.
And I watched it about a month and a half ago, something like that. And, dude, it just amazed me. It got me more into who Steve Aoki is, and you know, got me to appreciate you more as an artist.
Thank you. You know what I mean?
And that's what I want to talk about, man. Like, what's been going on with Steve Aoki lately?
Well, I'm dropping my new album, Colony. Okay. It's coming out this summer in July. And first single from the album was with 2 Chainz and Dubs called Without You.
Nice.
We dropped that about a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
I debuted at Ultra, and it's getting a lot of amazing feedback. The hip-hop blog community is supporting it. The EDM community is supporting it. My show's super lit, crowds like going off to the song. So that gets me excited about, you know, that the, you know, people are excited about the first single. Second one's with Migos and Lil Yachty, top of June. And then I've been shooting music videos for every single song.
That's awesome.
And just the last video is with Gucci Mane and T-Pain and Yellow Claw, and that's coming out end of June. So I'll be dropping tons of music throughout the summer.
Just busy.
Yep.
Busy, bro.
Yep.
So you get to collaborate. You were just talking about all these guys you're collaborated with. We were talking earlier, like one of my favorite songs, Lottie Dottie.
Yeah.
Went to Gordon. One of my favorites, too. This video, I'm a big music video guy.
Yeah.
So I watch the music videos before I even listen to the song.
That's awesome.
And so Afrojack and yourself, with No Beef.
Oh, yeah.
That was like, I wanted to go to Vegas. Once I saw that video, I'm like, I want to do it up like those guys, man.
Yeah.
But, you know, nobody can do it up like you guys.
the best, I feel like the best part about that video is that it's a very low budget, fun concept.
Awesome.
You know, so at the end of the day, you have a fun idea. You could do it off of like a shoestring budget, which is what we did. Mm. We basically paid money for a limo, bought some stuff at that souvenir
shop. That was
cool,
man. Yeah,
you know, and then did a show.
Yeah.
Like, all right, let's just run it. Let's like have everyone follow the cameras, paid for the editing, and that was about it.
That's awesome.
And then we have a video that was like kind of indicative of what Vegas was at that time.
Yeah, and that song, I think it sticks with everybody now when they go to Vegas. They have to hear that song.
Oh, yeah. I always play in my Vegas sets.
So who is your favorite person? I don't know, man. There's so many that you got to choose from that you like to collaborate with.
Who like my favorite that I collaborate with? I mean, Louis Tomlinson was definitely one of my favorites, if not my favorite, from beginning to, you know, still going on working the song, being in the studio with him and picking this one out of all the different ones we were working on to, you know, like when the song came out and we had the opportunities to do, you know, the daytime shows, Kimmel and Fallon. Fallon and James Corden. That was cool in today's show. So, yeah, it was great to do all that stuff with him.
That's awesome, man. So what can we expect from tonight? The block party is going on. I know you're anxious for it, man. You're ready for it. And it's unexpected, I got to say, every time, you know.
I know. It's a long time coming. So when I heard I was coming to Albuquerque to do this show and to do a big show like this, this is what I want to do. I want to play in front of a big audience. I want to play in front of a diverse crowd of young people. It's, you know, not just like a club crowd. I want to play in front of my fans.
Definitely,
you know?
Yeah.
And I got so much music that I've been putting out since the last time I was here. Mm-hmm. So I get to play like, you know, I'm going to try to run through the gamut with, like, you know, some of my classics and then the new stuff, you know.
You
of course, every artist got to play the new stuff.
You got to update them, right?
Yeah,
that's right, man. And one thing I want to ask you, and I want to get deep into this because a lot of people say the DJ, all he does is just twist things. He puts in music. There's so much hard work into it, and there's such a passion to it. There's an art form to it. Can you give us a little bit of that, how you feel about your art?
Well, I mean, technically, the DJing, what they're doing is they're mixing. They're mixing 4 different CDJs generally with a mixer. At the end of the day, if you really put your time into it, everyone has the potential to be a DJ technically. So it's not like a extremely hard skill, to be honest. You know, I think learning guitar is really difficult. I think learning like drums is really difficult. But just like anything, there's a rudimentary skill level, and then you could prop up on that and do more technical skills to your set that require more time, just like any craft there is out there.
Exactly.
And the people that do more, whether you're scratching or whether you're looping and you're doing all kinds of different mixing with multiple songs that you see more in the techno world, whether you do, you know, like more of the in the like the A-track world of scratching. I mean, of course, that takes time. Mm-hmm. That takes skill level. That takes experience. And there's like so many different ways you can crack an egg. Mm-hmm. Just like with DJing, there's so many different ways to DJ.
That's right.
So, I mean, it's what I love to do, and everyone's got their own passion. Everyone's got their own interests in life. And this is the one that called me. I started off as a guitarist. I started off being in bands. I started off with a microphone in my hand and recording in live big room studios. And now I'm with a laptop and mobile and going into any room that I want, which makes me mobile and makes me flexible. And it allows me to be able to work with all kinds of people.
Awesome.
I love going back to my roots and producing with bands. I love working with hip-hop artists, like all the hip-hop artists I work with on Colony, to, you know, singers and all that kind of stuff. So, there's like, I mean, most DJs live that double life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the producing in their studios and then playing that music out at their sets.
And your work ethic, man, is awesome. I mean, you're always on the go, dude.
Thank you. Thanks, man.
I saw you fall asleep in the tour bus. I saw you fall asleep on the plane. All that stuff. It gives me more of appreciation for you because you do put that hard work into it. You know,
yeah.
I mean, what people think is just so minimal to do. No, when you put your heart into it and everything, man, you make it sound so good.
That's exactly the point that, like, if you really truly love what you do, you're going to give 100%. You're going to immerse yourself in that world and the space and understand what you're doing the best that you can do and really connect with people, because once you really love something, the first thing you want to do is share it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So for me, like playing a show, I'm sharing my music, I'm sharing the experience, I'm sharing the energy with people, and that's my favorite part.
Mm-hmm.
So I love being in the studio.
Yeah.
But I love the idea of like connecting with people.
Yeah.
and then also finding that connection too, like, you know, I'm connecting with them, but I'm also finding that connection that they have with my music.
That's right.
And that's exciting.
You build a relationship with them in a sense, you
can
say, because music is just, it's powerful, man.
Right.
Any genre, any kind, I mean, just something that sticks with you, and that's what you do, man. You bless people with your music. So
you're doing
a great job, man. One last thing. What would you like to say to all your fans out there, man, that are going to the block party tonight?
Albuquerque, man. Well, like I said, it's been a long time since I've been here. I'm really amped to play my new album. I'm gonna drop a lot of new songs that you haven't heard, maybe on YouTube or something like that. That, like, you know, because I've been playing some of these songs in my sets. I need energy. You know, I need energy. It's like having a conversation with someone. If they're like sleepy and tired and like you're trying to talk to them and they like fall asleep on you, you're like, oh, this is like a real bad conversation we're having. But if like someone's amped to talk to you, it's the same kind of thing. I need energy from you guys.
Exactly.
I want to feel, if you're into it, show me. And I'll keep like dropping hammers on your heads.
There you go. Can I ask
music on your heads.
Is there going to be cake tonight?
Cake? Oh yeah, that's obligatory. That's obligatory.
Question, right?
That's, I mean, everyone loves cake. You can't have dessert. You can't have your dinner without dessert.
That's,
you know,
right,
what I mean?
Man. That's right.
I know Albuquerque loves their dessert. You know?
Oh yeah, we do, man.
All
that's
right.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Steve Aoki. One more hand.
Yeah.
Man. Thank you so much, brother.
Thank you.
All right. Make sure you check out that new album. It's going to be coming out July 21st.
Are you guys going to play Without You, my song, with 2 Chainz?
With 2 Chainz.
And Dubs. If you don't have it, you got to play it sometime today.
All right.
We'll play it tonight, man. We got it.
So you got the boss man in here. That's the one that makes the decisions.
All right. Please play it. Yeah.
I got you, bro.
Yeah.
So there we go. All right. Thank you, Steve Aoki.
All right. Thank you.